News now from AM 550, FM 99.9, WSAU.
Hello, I'm Larry Lee with the latest news on WSAU.com. Two vehicles collided on Highway 8 early today, killing one person. Oneida County deputies say the passenger car and van crashed in the town of Woodboro on Highway 8 west of Rhinelander. This happened just before 10 o'clock. Three people involved, two were at the hospital, one died. So far, no names have been released. Power outage in the Stevens Point area this afternoon. It's over with. Kelly Zagzebski from WPS says it was an equipment failure at a substation in Whiting that caused the power outage.
The crews are investigating that now, but the number one priority is making sure the area is safe, and number two is restoring the power. Number three comes into the investigation of what was the cause.
About 5,200 people were out of power for a little over half an hour. After dozens of years of trying, a Waupaca woman finally convinced legislators to stop letting people protect relatives that commit serious crimes. The anti-harboring bill approved by the Assembly yesterday on a voice vote, it's off to the Senate. This would apply to those wanted in felony cases. Right now, family members can actually hide relatives with no punishment. The Wisconsin Assembly voted to make police officers get warrants in most cases before they can tap into your cell phone to see what you're doing or where you're going. The lower house approved the measure yesterday on a voice vote. There have been reports that some U.S. police agencies are using fake towers to snap up people's cell data in entire neighborhoods where crimes are suspected. Under the Wisconsin bill, cell phone signals and data would be off limits to the police unless a judge is convinced there's probable cause that a crime was committed and the tracking of phone would actually help the investigators. Republican leaders in the state legislature say the proposal to repeal Wisconsin's gay marriage ban is likely dead on arrival. Democrats introduced that resolution to overturn the constitutional amendment adopted back in 2006. Assembly Speaker Robin Voss said the measure is unlikely to get a hearing.
Introducing a bill in the last weeks of the session seems to me to be much more about politics than anything else.
Voss adds that the amendment passed by a wide margin, so it's probably not going anywhere. Winter travel woes are all over the place, especially out east. And if you're tired of winter travel, you're not alone. Fox's Laura Engel reports that recent storms have taken a toll on everyone.
The snow may look pretty, but it's been pretty annoying for those who have been trying to dig out of this latest winter storm that left record numbers of snowfall in several states. Traveling anywhere along the East Coast has been troublesome for people on the rails, on the roads, and those attempting to get on a flight. According to the flight tracking website FlightAware, this winter's storms have led to the highest number of flight cancellations in more than 25 years. And if it feels like everyone you talk to lately is complaining about the snow, there's a good reason. According to the National Oceanic and Atmospheric Administration, snow is on the ground in 49 out of the 50 states in the U.S. In Central Park, Laura Engel, Fox News Radio.
So New York, welcome to our world. A deputy sheriff arrested yesterday for domestic abuse. Barron County Sheriff's Department advising that they had a call at 8:04 in the morning of a subject in Cameron at thoughts of harming himself. Sheriff Chris Fitzgerald said it turned out to be a much different situation. He said they called in another agency because the subject involved one of their own officers.
Obviously, it involved one of our deputies, so we contacted an outside agency to do a case and determine if any crime had been committed. As a result of that investigation and interviews that took place by the Rusk County Sheriff's Department, we took Jason Hickok, a deputy of ours, a five-year deputy from the Barron County Sheriff's Department, into custody.
That incident remains under investigation by Rusk County officials, and charges are expected in Barron County Monday. The StormTrack 9 forecast from meteorologist Rob Duns. Tonight, mostly clear and frigid, an overnight low of 10 below zero. Saturday, increasing clouds and some patchy light snow or flurries possible in the afternoon and evening, especially in the southern part of our listening area south of Wausau. High 17. Saturday night, flurries early, then decreasing clouds, a low of 3 degrees. Some sunshine expected Sunday morning, then increasing clouds. There is an 80% chance of snow Sunday night. Might be mixed with sleet, too. High of 23. Snow and sleet expected Monday. High of 32. I'm Larry Lee on Central Wisconsin's Fox News Station, WSAU and WSAU.com.